Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. Panama would like to reaffirm the inalienable rights of all MPT members to develop production, investigate research, and the use of nuclear technology with peaceful purposes without discrimination. This is in step with NPT Article 4. Despite this, states parties to the NPT have obligations. We must ensure that export of equipment, dual-use materials and equipment do not contribute directly or indirectly to the production of nuclear weapons or other explosive nuclear devices. We praise the work undertaken by the IAEA in verification of activities and programs of nuclear activities with peaceful purposes, nuclear safety, technological aspects, and international cooperation. Further, we recognize that technical cooperation with the IAEA, including capacity building, technology transfer, and technical assistance, all with peaceful purposes, as well as applications outside of the energy field, have a meaningful impact on achieving the SDGs. They contribute to improving health care, and in particular in cancer treatment. It helps to develop food production, protects the environment, marine and water life, and to counter climate change, as well as facilitating the move towards zero net carbon emissions, bringing about other energy solutions, helping to manage agricultural and water resources. Further, we should like to understand the launching of significant initiatives by the Director General of the IAEA, Ambassador Grossi. This includes Rays of Hopes, Zodiac, Nutic Plastics, Atoms for Food, Global Network, the scholarship program Marie Scorsese Curie, and other programs as well. Chairman, there's no doubt that the use of nuclear technology and equipment has, for peaceful purposes, become an innovative tool for the well-being of humanity. It facilitates socioeconomic and technological development for all states, and in particular for developing countries. It is for this reason that Panama co-sponsored the Working Document 38 on the Sustainable Dialogue over Peaceful Uses. Further, we fully value the recommendations contained in Working Document 30 on the broadening of implementation of non-energy activities or uses of nuclear energy. We agree, as pointed out by Peru, regarding the synergies that can be generated between the Nutic Plastics Program and the IAEA and the global fight against plastic pollution. Negotiations are underway to this end. The review conference should urge all states parties to the NPT to onboard a gender perspective in all aspects tied to the implementation of the NPT. This includes Article 4. They should ensure leadership and full participation on an equal footing, meaningful participation for women. They should promote an inclusive workforce in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and technology. There should be efforts to back the push towards closing the gender gap. We see this, for example, in the IAEA scholarship program. We should also encourage NPT member states to step up their efforts in the area of education and training. And this includes in school programs, the idea being to help the youth to see the benefits and potential of nuclear sciences, supporting thus the development of the labor force. New and emerging technologies have already affected the capacity of states' parties in the NPT to make progress in implementing and complying with its three pillars, including access to nuclear technology for peaceful purposes and nuclear security. Along these lines, it is essential that the review conference give rise to a dialogue on nuclear technology, cybersecurity, AI, and the intersection of these with the three NPT pillars. I thank you kindly.